Biscuits and Gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people. Nazi whale margarine pirate.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah. Yeah. Good morning and aloha, Biscuiteers. You got it dialed on into the Truth Network. That's right. This is KAKU 88.5, the voice of
Gravy.
We are broadcasting live from the historic Biscuits and Gravy Amphitheater right here in historic downtown Derry Road.
Yes, we are.
Cheat to the hoo-hoo.
Slaughterhouse Sangria is more of like a fall drink.
Yes. Okay. I like it around Christmas time, too.
It's a little too early?
Yeah, it's a seasonal blend.
It's seasonal. It's a little too early for the Slaughterhouse Sangria. But
is it because of the cinnamon?
We'll break it out.
Yeah. I mean, I want more gravy desserts and more gravy drinks.
You had me at Sangria.
I actually made Sangria. My wife is a big Sangria fiend. She had been asking me to make sangria for a little while, so I finally broke down and made some.
What kind of fruits did you put in it?
Apples and oranges.
Fruits. Okay. Did you put your dehydrated apples in it?
No, those are just for me.
Do they rehydrate?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to rehydrate them. You know how long it took me to dehydrate those apples?
I don't think it works. Like, I think you could still
14
put them in.
Hours.
Dig a hole and fill it back in.
No, they're good as just like a snack. I've been eating them like a snack. They're so good. Dehydrated apple slices. I got them for I got the dehydrator for the pineapples. I think I like the apples even better.
So you have a dehydrator in your kitchen, but you have a humidifier in your bedroom, right?
That's a rehydrator.
Wow. All right.
Well, I didn't want to break it to Ivan last week, but the humidifier that he gave me as a gift does not work.
Oh.
it's wow. Just more of a heater.
Even his humidifier is dry. That's amazing. All righty.
Hey.
Let's jump into the nuts and the bolts of it, baby. Baby, you are listening to Biscuits and Gravy Radio. This is not NPR. This is BGR, baby. The mainstream media wants to divide and conquer you, but nothing brings the world together like biscuits and gravy. Biscuit is right here. The biscuit is right here and in the studio today. I'm Chuck Sauce, and we have the one, the only, my co-host, my cohort, my co-something, Vincent Archangel Gravy.
That's me.
Fody the Third.
I don't like that name.
You don't like when your initials
has a problematic acronym.
Yeah.
Vincent Archangel Gravy.
You get over here, you Archangel Gravy.
That gives you power in heaven.
Gee to the hoo-hoo.
Is Archangel 2 A's?
Archangel? Oh.
Because then it would be Vodge, which is more like, that sounds more Swedish.
Or like a German one. Oh,
is there an umlaut?
And in the studio today, we have comedian extraordinaire Dan Stevie. Wow.
Aloha, Biscuiteers. Oh, I am happy and excited to be here.
You are on
We're
a
happy
gravy
to
train
have you here
wheels.
For the very first time.
Yes.
But this is not your first time here in this studio.
No, it's like being with a new lady that you forgot about.
Yeah.
Wow, let's unpack that later.
Yeah. So I've been here before, but everything seems new. There was no gravy involved.
I always forget there are other things on this radio station.
Yeah,
other
even though you do,
you wouldn't know it.
You are the glue. You are the gravy that holds this place together.
Yes, nothing bonds more than gravy.
But there are some garnishes around you.
Yes.
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 The other shows.
It's like a parsley.
Yeah, it's like a parsley.
Yes. Stay tuned for Parsley in the Afternoon.
Parsley yoga.
KAKU 88.5.
Yeah, there's elderly yoga.
After elderly yoga on Channel 54.
Bend like a stalk of celery.
That sounds like a joke, but it's not.
The Biscuits and Gravy Show is now on after elderly yoga.
So we broadcast live on the radio on 88.5 KAKU, the voice of gravy. We're also live right now on Channel 55.
Hey, Channel 55.
Hey, 55.
Hey,
you're awesome.
Hey, Channel 55 watchers. But then they're also, I think the main viewers of Channel 55 are like dogs. Where like people put Channel 55 on when they leave the house to help the dog feel safe.
It's like a white noise machine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Nothing more good for the dog than my voice. Everyone knows that.
And elderly people who were watching elderly yoga and then died while doing elderly yoga,
or
and
perhaps
the TV
they have
just
fallen.
You guys can bring them back
and can't get up. That's the name
if
of the
you
game,
fallen
baby.
And you can't get up, give us a call, 808-873-3435.
If you can reach the phone.
Yeah, yes. We'll call 911 for you.
I
just give us a call.
On gravy.
Oh, the gravy.
Crumbs everywhere.
How many crumbs can be in your car before you start picking up?
Oh, Jesus. It's
Are you a clean car? It's are you beyond a clean car thousands. Person?
No, I am not.
You're not a clean car person?
I'm in the functional vehicle. It's there A to B. And as long as it doesn't break, it's cool with me.
See, all right. Now, other family members, are they clean
They are car? Not the same.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, my wife is Swiss, so meticulous.
Interesting.
Click TikTok.
You're a clean car.
I'm a clean car guy.
Well, good.
I am begrudgingly a clean car guy. If it were up to I didn't have a wife, I would not be a clean car guy.
Yeah, your old car was disgusting.
My old car
I
was.
I can believe it.
Yeah, putrid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Putrid. I'm surprised you didn't hang on to that car just so you could, like, be dirty in it.
I
just
do.
Just to have a safe space.
Like a safe space for Chuck's grime.
You know how people, like, burn lighters and so put it good. On
it? Ah, yeah, that's home.
I'm sure there's still some celebrity sponsors like on the floor
of my Volvo.
Of whoever bought that Volvo is going to clean it out someday and find a celebrity sponsor. Celebrity sponsors of today's show, much like Bon Jovi's anchovies. They give anchovies a good name. So good, you'll eat them dead or alive. Bon Jovi's anchovies, they're slippery when wet. They're the best smelling thing in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi's anchovies.
Thanks for tuning in to the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Today's show is underwritten in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like...
Frank Capicola.
Frank Capra.
Okay, you're going to...
Didn't you go to school in a real school?
Yeah, I learned once. It's a wonderful sandwich.
Okay, that reference is only 97 years old. It's gold. It's gold.
I've already forgotten. You don't have to go all the way to Washington for quality deli meats.
No,
Frank Capra is the guy who directed It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
Yeah.
And Capricola is a type of deli meat.
Hey, yeah. Capricola. So
he's also from that movie, whatever, goes to Washington.
Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Yeah. There's a lot of old Lang Syne in Frank Capra movies.
I think both of those movies
feature a scene where everybody breaks into a chorus of old Lang Syne.
I haven't watched a good Jimmy Stewart movie in forever.
Have you even seen one to begin with? Yeah. What is it?
Harvey. Harvey was always my favorite.
Is it the moon? Do you want the moon, Mary?
I'll bring you down the
Harvey
moon.
Ooh, as a
that's
play
one of my conspiracies for later.
And it was not good. Oh, we're going to talk about conspiracies later today.
Oh, aren't we?
It's a Wonderful Life came out in 1946, Chuck. So only 80 years old, that reference. Okay, not 100.
78 years old?
I'm going to give myself a pass.
You get a pass for not knowing who Frank Capra is.
78-year-old movie joke coming at you. Just like our dear friends down at Benedict Cumberbatch's Cucumbers. Hey, Biscuiteers, there's no cucumber match. Four Cumberbatch.
And, of course, this show wouldn't be possible without support from Alex Skarsgård's Anti-Scar Cream. Guard against scars with Skarsgård Skarsgård.
Guard against scars with Skarsgård Skarsgård. And listeners like you.
And listeners like you.
Coming up on the show, we got Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo. That's where I prove I'm the smartest buffalo in the room, nay, of all the land.
And all the pasture.
Yes, I'm out the pasture. My Achilles hoof is, of course, sports. And
yes.
Every week.
That's your Achilles hoof.
Yes.
Go team.
Vince, what else we got going on the Biscuits and the Gravy Show?
Well, we should mention that we are also being rebroadcast on Channel 54. So if somehow you miss us on Channel 55, you can rewatch us
54.
On Channel 54. It's part of the 23-hour biscuit block.
Yes.
Nice.
Sandwiching on both sides. Mm,
that's
elderly
why it's
yoga.
Sandwich Islands. It's actually the biscuit and gravy islands.
Yeah, so good. Also, Monday,
Ravel.
If you're a fan of comedy, there is an open mic every Monday in Paia that's at Story.
Story in Paia.
Great place.
Yeah, really fun place. It's a little coffee shop place. They have... things there.
Empanadas last time.
Oh, they had empanadas.
Whoa.
Wow.
And there's another open mic Tuesday night.
There's another open mic. It's on Tuesday night right in the heart of Kihei. That's at Vibe, formerly Ambrosia. You can't miss it. It's the sweet little spot on the corner there.
Look behind the shrubs.
It's the nicest hole in the triangle.
Yes. And so that's at Tuesdays, usually around like 8:30. I think sign up usually starts a little bit earlier. Although Morgan kind of plays it fast and loose with the start times and the sign up.
Luke ran it last night. It was punctual.
Yeah, Luke's a great host.
Hey, Luke.
Hey, Luke. Always happy to see Luke there.
I forgot
which
button.
And I also heard that... our friend of the show, who was on a couple weeks ago, is also restarting one of the open mics, another open mic in Paia.
One of the tried and true favorites.
Yes.
Is that true?
It is true. Empanada ladies.
Oh, the empanada lady.
Empanada lady is back, yes, in Wailuku.
Right? Okay.
In the heart of Wailuku town.
All right, cool. That's, so I think
7:30. Josh is doing it. Josh Kamalo
is restarting the empanada lady. Mm-hmm. When is that again?
Fridays, okay. I believe 7:30.
So much entertainment.
Man, 3 days of comedy?
Yeah, I'll see how long that lasts.
Three different open mics.
Yeah.
Let's see
on Maui.
It's only a roll of the dice. It's a matter of time. No matter. It's okay.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm surprised how long the one at Vibe has lasted.
Aren't we all?
I'm always like,
it's so amazing. You should
Coming up on a year.
Free. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's the comedy show tomorrow, the comedy competition at Playground.
It's a competition.
It's a competition.
It's a competition. Yeah. And
so I think 14 comedians or so.
So we will decide. Really? 14 comedians? Believe so. I didn't know we had 14 comedians on the
A couple have been imported.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right, cool. Well, you know what? It's only fair because oftentimes when they have comedy competitions on Oahu, we send some of our comedians over there. I think friend of the show, Shahane, took like second or third place the last time. Mm-hmm. So, cool. That'll be fun. That's at the Playground.
So
Playground.
Much comedy. So much cooking.
Cooking and comedy. Watching stuff on TV. Porn and conspiracies. Biscuits and gravy.
All right. That's Brother Iz doing our secondary theme.
Now that's
song.
Soothing.
Brother yes. Viz.
Brother Fizz?
Brother Viz.
Brother Viz.
Brother Viz.
What it is, Brother Viz.
Now, usually we would start off with like...
Housekeeping
or... Well, we already did the housekeeping. Normally we would start off with like Morningwood or Follow-Up Junction. But today we've got a lot to talk about for Conspiracy Roundup.
Ooh.
Not just Conspiracy Cookbook, but Conspiracy Roundup, because there's been a lot of stuff going on in the news. You may have heard that one of our former presidents is now a convicted felon. Can you guess which one it is?
Mm. I'm going Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, I was going to go Garfield.
Mm. That's Madison?
Yeah. Madison should be.
Polk. It was Polk.
Don't you say Polk in this studio. Oh,
Polk of you.
Yeah.
Jackson.
Mr. Jackson, if you're nasty.
What were the
Andrew Jackson should be tried.
How is he still on
$20 bill?
He
killed the judge.
Bill?
Nobody's going to convict him. He was too dangerous.
The Supreme Court ruled that Native Americans were people, and he said,
no.
Whoa. By the way, today's show is brought to us by Andrew Jackson's eye drops. They're guaranteed to get the red out. You'll have a trail of tears with Andrew Jackson's eye drops.
Too soon.
Could we bring Andrew Jackson to trial? Vermont
they're gonna clone him first.
Posthumously first, for war crimes?
Yeah.
They'll clone him, bring him back, then set him on trial.
Mm.
I believe that's scheduled for November.
Let's set him on fire.
Ooh.
Chuck, do you have any $20 bills on you? Set him on fire out of protest.
All right. Where's my wallet? Tony, where's my lighter?
Tony, can I borrow $20?
Yeah.
That's a prop 20.
Ah, something Republicans would also vote against. Okay. Hey. All right. What are human rights? More about that in the Biscuits and Gravy show.
Optional.
Wrong.
So anyway, you all guessed incorrectly. It was Donald Trump.
Oh, what? I was so close.
And I know.
Well, you know, they thought Jesus was guilty at first, too.
Well, he was guilty.
Well, when you make the laws, you can say what guilty is and not.
Yes, exactly. History is written by the winners.
I subscribe to the fact that presidents can't break the law. If a president does it, it's like the Pope. If a Pope does it, it's got to be.
I pardon myself.
Yeah.
However.
When I think about you, I pardon myself.
However, this wasn't something that he did when he was president, though. So that's the loophole. Trump got convicted of some. People are saying like this is all political. This whole trial is a sham. But I think the real sham is that this is something that he did 8 years ago that we all knew that he did.
Yeah.
So it's like
there's no surprise.
It's like we already know that he did this because it was like front page news and it happened 8 years ago. The real sham is that it took him 8 years to get convicted of a crime that he did out in the open 8 years ago.
It took him before an election. That's all it took.
Well, it just goes to show
it's
you.
Time. It's just timing.
The lawyers can push anything around.
Well, because what do we have? Three choices.
I mean,
you got a zombie.
Yeah.
And then you got a convicted felon, and then you have a Kennedy.
Yeah. Is Kennedy? I thought there was a science guy that we were going to vote for.
I think he's also a zombie, though. Isn't Kennedy a zombie?
He's the zombie because he's the parasite.
He had a brain worm or something like that.
Yeah.
But I hear it's a good brain worm.
It's one of the helpful. It's
kind of like a venom, you know, symbiote.
It's a libertarian brain worm.
Right. Hey, those are the best.
It's like a little Ratatouille inside of him.
So, you know, all he needs is a little ivermectin.
I just don't understand
that brain worm
his,
out.
I just don't understand his VP nomination.
He has a VP nomination.
Yeah, it's a Shanahan.
Wait, really?
Yeah, yeah. She's a corporate globalist.
I'm surprised QAnon isn't supporting him.
What
because
happened
they're,
to
they're
QAnon?
Still, they're still,
I forgot about Q.
Well, they're still waiting for JFK Jr. to come back, right?
Huh. I totally forgot about QAnon.
There's still like one QAnon guy. Oops.
They can only handle one Kennedy Jr. at a time.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony, how do we turn this on?
Press the button, slide it up.
Hello?
Hola. Hello, boys. It's me, your favorite felon.
Hey, Donald Trump.
Oh, hello, sir.
So we haven't heard from you in like 2 weeks, so it's good to hear from you again.
It's great to be telling you, boys, while I still can. They're going to take my phone away, I do believe.
Oh, yeah. Is this your one phone call?
Don't forget where to hide that, sir. Bring a phone with you.
Now, Trump, we have some actual tape of your trial.
There were witches involved.
That's the witch that was being hunted.
Look, the jurors were paid off. They were paid off. I could have paid them myself, but I have a strict policy of never paying anyone.
Smart, sir. Smart.
That's true. That's a very good policy. You get Cohen to do it for you.
Your hands are clean.
A Trump never pays his debt, okay? A Trump never pays his debt.
He's like the reverse
of
Lannister. Yeah. Very, very good, Trump.
Well, they ruled 34 counts against you, so I Googled Trump Rule 34, and I saw some disgusting stuff out
and
there.
And that was a clean sweep, so we want to congratulate you on your clean
You're
sweep.
100%. That is a gold medal.
You're batting 1,000, 34 for 34, and I don't think anyone's ever done that before.
Those are
congratulations.
Great numbers. Even by accident, somebody usually like gets one charge dismissed.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, President Trump, and we look forward to your long and arduous appeal process.
Proud of you, sir.
Thank you, boys. And look, those are all Class E felonies. I'm just the classiest felon in New York.
That's right.
Nothing reminds you of orange more than appeal.
Brought to you by Bill Gates.
Yes. That call was brought to us by Bill Gates Gates. If you love Windows, you'll love Gates.
Gates Gates.
And also by Jim Croce's crochet kits. He doesn't mess around with slim, and he doesn't mess around with quality crochet equipment.
That's some fine quality crochet equipment. They had a Jim Croce's crochet shop.
Gary Coleman's cold burning furnaces. What you talking about, furnace?
And of course, funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by Gary Oldman's Senior Center. Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
If your years are golden, spend them with Oldman.
Yes.
Down at Gary Oldman Senior Center.
That is correct.
I will love any
Who
Gary
also
Oldman reference.
Supports old people yoga, as seen on Before the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Now, we got Gary Coleman and Gary Oldman back to back. Very rarely does that happen.
That's what I misread at first. Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
And then we have Gary Busey. He's bad for you.
We love all Garys here on the Biscuits and Gravy.
We're a very pro-Gary show, you know?
Yeah.
You might know a Gary. Everyone loves the Gary.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we heard it straight from the Trump's mouth. It was a witch hunt, and he's going to appeal that. So I feel like This whole thing has just been a big conspiracy.
It's just a big distraction.
What's scary is that he could still be elected president and then go to jail, and then the vice president, who whatever the Republicans put up as the vice president, is always like every embodiment of every bad Republican ever. That's the vice president. I don't want like Pence.
Wait, are they bringing
similar.
Dick Cheney back?
Yes.
Maybe it'll be Mike Johnson.
You think it'll be Mike? Wait, what?
Maybe that's why Mike Johnson went to his trial. Because maybe he's angling for that VP position.
Angling, baby. Hook, line, and sinker.
And then him and his son can watch porn together in the White House.
And smoke crack?
That's just so weird.
No, that's the pillow guy.
Oh. Wait, Anthony Weiner?
Mike Johnson's the speaker that
put it on a pillow.
I missed Anthony Weiner.
I just missed
a lot of phone calls don't.
Still up?
Icky.
I got something up for you as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, he's no! like, still up because I am.
Anthony, no.
Now, do you want to talk
conspiracies, guys?
So conspiracy.
All right.
Now, this is conspiracy roundup. So we got more conspiracies to talk about. This is actually a real one.
They all are, Vin.
Hotel price fixing. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
So there's a class action lawsuit that's pending that's alleging that, and this affects us and our everyday life, because there's a lot of people that work for the hotels here on this very island.
True.
They're alleging that the hotels have been doing price fixing together and kind of like doing all these backdoor deals where, I don't know if you've noticed, but the average price per night of all the hotels has like tripled in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. way above inflation rates. And so what they're saying is they're charging triple the amount. They're doing like one third the business. So they're still making...
covering the cost.
They're still covering the cost, but they're able to get by with less staff. So what they're doing is they're cutting everybody's hours, and then the staff that they are keeping, they're making them do more jobs in less amount of time. Mm-hmm. So they're cutting their hours so they don't have to give them health benefits.
Wait for the robo-maids.
Wait for the robo-maids, yeah. I mean, how long till we all have Roombas? And you don't have to tip them.
Mm.
You
don't have to tip. It'll say 15%, 20%,
20% tip your Roomba.
Need power.
But as somebody that lives on an island where, you know, we feel it. Yeah.
Well, plus, not only that, I 100% believe that's true. So that is not a conspiracy theory. That is a conspiracy. And like, also, how much money are they getting from the government? How much money do you want to get? Okay, this is FEMA money. This is federal money coming in.
We're supposed to actually plug that FEMA is hiring right now.
Yeah, they're hiring because they got a lot of money.
Perks include staying at the Four Seasons.
With indoor jacuzzi.
And you get a robot made.
Mm-hmm. Robot made.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out because the class action lawsuit is pending. It would be nice if we could get the prices of the hotel rooms back down so that maybe people will start coming back to the island. I mean, we've already been having a hard enough time getting people here after the fire. And the mayor went on TV. And
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Everybody was like, hey, don't come to Maui. Well, we're actually like a tourism-based and service-based economy. So maybe we shouldn't tell people not to come to the island.
Well, we can also sell $50 a pound coffee.
I've kind of always been saying that, though. Yeah. I'm a little narcissistic, and I always wanted this to be my island.
So it's not just the hotels here, though, because I saw something last night that was very scary as someone who likes to leave the country.
Yeah, the lawsuit's not pending here. It's pending on the mainland. Nationwide is on your side.
Not this time.
Not in this economy.
If you go to an American website and book something in Japan, it's more expensive than if you go to the Japanese website and use Google Translate to book it.
Is that how you guys went?
I mean, I just learned that.
You learned after.
The real conspiracy, though, is it's not just the hotel industry. It seems like any industry can price gouge and get away with it.
Well, it's been everything.
Right,
like, food is up 30%.
Yeah, when food actually was more expensive.
And that's just not not just on Maui.
No.
Like, we're used to everything being way more expensive out here.
Productivity is up.
The Democrats are talking about how great the economy is right now. Like, Joe Biden's economy is great because, you know, the stock market's up.
That's so fudgeable.
Yeah, well, you talk to any average person, they're not seeing any of those stock market benefits. All they're seeing is that they try to go to the store and milk is twice as much.
Or, the Congress is doing very well in the stock market. They are wonderful inside traders.
Nancy Pelosi
is not a conspiracy theory, doing
quite well.
Where you can trade what they trade.
Except like the part that throws it off is it's a 45-day waiting period for them to actually say what stocks they've purchased, and there's no check to say that they actually purchased that. So you can jump in and out of stocks.
So
in that
by the time we find out what they're actually buying, their insider information is already out to the public.
It's already paid out.
So the only way to really reap the benefits of that is to get elected to Congress and do your own insider trading. Mm-hmm. Pull yourself by your own bootstraps, and you got to do your own insider trading here in America.
That's what
America's all about.
Aren't even affected by the stocks, though. Less than 30% of people are affected by stocks.
But that will be affected by the company and their earnings and how many people they fire. If stock prices do fall, they always make cuts. So
and then
people are affected.
When you try to buy bread for your starving children, mm-hmm. you'll get arrested and they'll put you in stocks.
And may lose a hand.
Well,
may
lose a hand. I guess our problem is, why are we eating bread and having kids?
I make bread.
Well, and that's why, you know, doing the right thing starts at home by not having kids.
Yes.
How old is your sourdough starter?
My sourdough, I believe it's 3 years, about 4 years old now.
Oh, okay.
Chuck, do you still have your sourdough starter?
It died, but I got it back again. He's a bad father.
That's why he can't have kids. He can't even keep a sourdough alive.
No, I also found a Tamagotchi inside of it once. I don't know how that happened.
Well, that's where they're supposed to be.
This is where you were.
Do you know that in the early 1900s, they used to have a price czar, and there was somebody whose job it was to set prices on stuff. Mm-hmm. That way, like, companies couldn't just charge a ridiculous amount. Like, let's say you had, hypothetically, I know this would never happen, but let's say that all the egg companies got together and started price fixing the eggs.
But they do that.
So, no, Chuck, that would never happen.
Well, now they're burning, so.
Let's say all the egg companies got together and price fixed all the eggs. So right after COVID, all the eggs were like three times as much. If you had some sort of price czar, they wouldn't be allowed to do that.
Unless you pay off that said price czar.
Unless you pay off the price
czar. Sounds kind of communist.
Well, I always had a problem with, like,
how about czarina?
You have a drug czar, you have a...
Opportunities. We can also have a czarina.
I prefer a czarina.
I prefer a czarina, too, because much like Trump, I love Russian women as well.
Well, I like Cobra, so you have a czarina, czartan.
And then, you know, like...
Price czarina.
Sort of, like, Minority Report style czar, just floating in a thing of gravy, okay, predicting price futures.
Well, that's coming into Philip K. Dick realm.
Well, if you could predict the future of prices, then you could make some money on the stock market.
What's that James Dean movie, Giant, where he pre-World War One, he like invests in like corn futures or something?
Trading Places.
And then
starring Eddie Murphy
and Jimmy Stewart.
What's that Jimmy Stewart and Eddie Murphy movie?
They're just putting everybody in an AI.
All right. Now, obviously that was all in jest because, you know, hotels would never do price fixing.
Never.
Why don't we talk about a real conspiracy? Avril Lavigne killed herself and was replaced by a body double.
Next stop on the Biscuits and Gravy train today is... And we've already talked about Avril Lavigne!
I did a little bit more research, and there's a claim going around the internet that she was replaced by a body double named Melissa.
For Walmart.
This whole thing came to a head recently because she talked about it during an interview where she finally addressed the conspiracy for the first time.
Sounds like something a clone would do.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Because, you know, the conspiracy got the biscuit bump after we talked about it on the radio. Mm-hmm. So she finally had to address it. And she said that she was not replaced by a body double, which is exactly what a body double would say.
I don't know. That sounds like it holds up. That sounds solid.
I know. That's exactly what a body double would say. So, yeah. I mean, the conspiracy is that she got Paul McCartney'd, where she died.
Paul McCartney's earlobe in 1940 looks like this. But Paul McCartney's
Joe Biden's chin
in 1980 looks like this.
She has two extra freckles now. All the Avril truthers out there know for a fact that she had a body double named Melissa. After Avril Lavigne came to fame in the early 2000s.
Yep. Skater boy.
Her parents got divorced, and then she suffered from depression and then killed herself. And then they replaced her with her own body double, whose name was Melissa. And there's a picture floating around the internet of Avril Lavigne with the name Melissa written on her hand in Sharpie. I was not able to find the
to remember
context.
Which one you are not.
don't mention my name, Melissa.
Melissa.
Like old Corky notes.
We've been doing a lot of biscuit bumps lately.
I know.
You know what was a big thing on Reddit the other day? Orcas being fake.
Are orcas fake like birds?
I don't think whales are real.
With all these orca attacks happening lately, people are starting to doubt that orcas are actually real. Mm-hmm. And maybe
we're indoctrinated by Free Willy,
which is something that we have been saying all along.
Why can't you just control their brains and have them train them to attack? Like you had the
That's why Elon Musk has been capturing orcas and putting brain control chips in them.
Well, you got to put them. They're not going to SeaWorld now, so they need jobs.
That's right.
I mean, think about the
they
orca
work
children.
For Tesla, actually, they're putting them together underwater. That's how they're going to have the first waterproof Tesla car. It's going to be great.
Genius.
they're having the orcas do all the testing.
Pre-order? Are the pre-orders open now?
Also, here's something that you might not know.
What, Vincent Archangel Gravy Fody the Third?
An anagram for Avril Lavigne is Villain Grave.
Ooh.
She killed herself.
She killed herself, and she's been replaced by a villain from beyond the grave.
Mine is Absent Eyelid.
Melissa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Mine's Fiction Vent.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I like that.
Mine's Chuck.
Or also Five Coin TNT.
Or if you go Dan Stevie, it's Needy Bats.
Nice. Yeah. Whoa. That's a good one.
You needy bats?
Yeah. I need me bats.
Get some needy bats in your belfry.
Flutter.
Needy bats in the morning on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Who needs bats?
Mm. speaking of Elon Musk, have you heard that Twitter is going to now officially allow porn on their platform?
Whoa, this is the greatest day in the history of mankind.
That's big news.
Yeah, Twitter, formerly known as X.
Well, you knew where that was going.
Ah!
Triple X?
Yeah, they're only two X's away from being
full porn.
This
is fake news, baby. There's nothing but truth on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
I always, whenever I'm reading an article, it always says, like, X, formerly known as Twitter. It's like, why don't we just all agree to not call it X?
The platform formerly known as Twitter?
I still knew it was Prince, you know, the whole time.
I knew it was Prince all along.
Everyone's still calling it Twitter, though. No one's going to not call it Twitter.
No, X is a dumb. He's tried to make X everything.
He
tried to make Solar City was supposed to, or PayPal. He wanted to make PayPal X.
And he used to have some sort of map company that he tried to name X as well.
He's got a problem with X.
X marks the spot.
Right. That's why he's an alien plant. Like, that's just
Wait,
not, that's all
planet,
maybe
kid,
he's
like,
maybe he's
Cuper
from planet X.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, long story short, Twitter always had a policy where it kind of allowed pornography on its platform, but there was no kind of like rules behind it.
But now
they're officially going to come out and say, yes, you can have porn on there. You can't have it in your profile picture or in your banner so that not everybody can see it. But they are going to start putting restrictions in place so that you can label things as not safe for work or not safe for minors. And then if you don't have an age attached to your Twitter account, you won't be able to see any type of adult content.
Well, that just sounds like a new revenue stream.
It seems like this is one good thing that they're doing.
Is this where Biscuits and Gravy is going?
Yes.
I would have preferred...
We've been talking about porn the whole time.
Biscuits X Gravy.
Only a matter of time.
I would have preferred if they had allowed porn before allowing like all the Nazi stuff. But you take it
step
in
one,
the order that
two.
You can get it, yeah. I guess, you know.
Well, it's not perfect.
Yeah, so I guess this is one step in the right direction after taking many, many steps in the wrong direction.
You'll take fourth base over 4chan?
Elon Musk. Maybe we'll finally make a Twitter account.
Content incoming.
Wow.
Now that they're allowing porn, I might actually
it's
finally make
be
a Biscuits
an
Twitter.
An Avril Lavigne song and pouring gravy over me.
it's just still photos and pouring gravy over it.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I don't like naked is my biscuits.
Oh, right.
Hey.
I got to
have smothered and covered.
Ha, as we say in Hawaii, gravy all over.
Ha, shoot.
All right. Why don't we do a quick gluttony club, too?
Yeah,
because I have something very fun to talk about. Are you familiar with Cascatelli pasta?
Don't know what any of that is.
Not.
Can you even say that on the radio?
There was a guy who's a food podcaster. His name's Dan Pashman. He, a couple years ago, decided he wanted to invent a new pasta shape.
Is it the best pasta shape in the history of mankind?
It's a pretty great pasta shape. So he did all this research about why people like different pasta shapes and the best pasta that would retain a lot of sauce and also has a good mouthfeel and all that stuff.
Because you got to slurp it up.
And so he went through a lot of trial and testing with different pasta shapes, and he finally came out with one that he really liked.
I'd love to be on that research and development team.
I would have loved that also. And then he found like a small pasta company to kind of back him. They produced all the pasta, and as soon as he released it in like 2021, it went viral and it sold out immediately. And it was named one of the best inventions of 2021.
Wow.
Yeah, and so this pasta is called Cascatelli. It's still available. Trader Joe's actually bought the rights to make that shape, and so you can buy it at Trader Joe's. But there's also a pasta company called Sfollini, and they make the box pasta. And I was finally able to order some of it on Amazon, and I got to try it for the first time, and I got to say, it's pretty great pasta.
What kind of sauce did you put on it?
I made a homemade bolognese sauce.
Ooh.
I need to know, what is the shape?
So it's called Cascatelli.
Is it an infinity loop?
It's Italian for waterfall. It's kind of shaped like a J that has ridges on its back.
This is erotic.
I have seen that.
Yeah, so flat. If you want to see the shape, you can Google it. It's called Cascatelli. It's really great. It has like these like little ridges on there. It kind of looks like a millipede almost.
Yeah. I like the SpongeBob shaped mac and cheese. You ever have SpongeBob shaped Kraft mac
and
cheese?
Yeah, you collected a lot of cheese in the holes.
It's
I mean, I love a SpongeBob too.
It just wasn't real pasta.
Very absorbent.
porous.
Also, we went to Marlowe's last week.
Ooh, the gnocchi was so good. Ooh,
how was that?
I did say that the gnocchi was going to be very good, and it lived up to the hype.
We had the most wild ice cream ever. It was the most Italian ice cream I think I've ever had. They put olive oil on the ice cream.
Olive oil and fennel powder.
I literally had a dream where I was golfing with James Gandolfini that night.
Really?
That's a lot of oil.
That's a lot of oil.
That's dangerously close to you dying, Chuck.
was that like seeing the Lord in your dreams? Just come on, let's finish the 18th hole.
Oh my God, it was a really good dream. I can't talk about all on the radio, but it was pretty good. It was a good one.
Were Venus and Serena Williams there?
Were the Williams sisters there?
But Maddie Matheson was. We got to run over people on the golf course.
That's always fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good.
And then also, I bought a wood chip smoker. So in addition to my pellet smoker that I have, I also now have a wood chip smoker.
Get more flavor.
I got to say, the pellet smoker is good for smoking things over a long period of time because you can keep a more consistent temperature. But the wood chip smoker gives you a far superior smoky flavor and more intense smoke.
Do you like barbecue, Dan Stevie?
I do.
Ooh.
So I'm thinking about doing some ribs soon. I might do the 3-2-1 ribs.
Gotta do the 3-2-1 method in ribs.
What temp do you cook those 3-2-1 ribs at?
I do 225, baby.
225? Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting some ribs from Costco today and doing some 3-2-1 ribs.
They're pre-seasoned, pre-marinated.
I do like a good meat
rub.
So
you do 3 hours unwrapped, then 2 hours broiled when you wrap them in tin foil, and then 1 hour unwrapped again to finish it off with
the
smoke?
I do 3 hours on the rack. 2 hours with a little bit of BBQ sauce on it. 1 hour wrapped with extra barbecue sauce.
Oh, so you do the 1 hour wrapped at the end?
Yes.
Oh, just to finish it off?
Yep.
Interesting.
I'm already salivating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And then where do you get your ribs from?
I also get my ribs from Costco.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
St. Louis, baby.
I know. They're hard to beat. Mm.
Cascatelli pasta at Costco?
No,
unfortunately. They do sell it at, you can get it at Trader Joe's, and you can get it at certain Whole Foods locations. The one here on Island does not sell it.
You know, like the 90s money sign graffiti that everyone did?
Yes.
I want pasta shaped like that.
The S.
Yeah.
Yeah, the S. The S
funky
money
S.
Side. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that with like a ragu or like a chunky monkey.
That sounds good.
Like a sausage with Fra Diablo.
Just little, feel like you're eating fancy?
Little, yeah.
Do you want hollow on the inside?
I want a hollow S. You want really?
My favorite pasta shape, cavatappi, because the cavatappi, it's hollow on the inside and it's a spiral, so it's easy to get on the fork, and it's got a great mouthfeel when you bite into it, and because it's hollow on the inside, it holds all the sauce.
What's that screw turning and it like picks up the water? It's like the Archimedes screw, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want. I want an Archimedes screw of pasta. Yeah.
I just want it nice and al dente.
So one long, giant rotelle
yes.
that you just put in your mouth and keep sucking up so sucking it like spirals and all
eating,
the sauce.
And it makes it while you eat it.
Sucking and eating, sucking and eating, you know? I think we can all get behind that.
Just get a little beef injection in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm making. All right, I'll let you know how that works.
You're silly because you're silly.
Hey, you silly goose.
All right, let's do a little spoiler alert.
Ooh.
Today's spoiler alert is brought to us by Tom Hanks Lambshanks. They're in a league of their own for a limited time only. Catch them if you can. Yay, you know the best thing about Tom Hanks Lambshanks?
They're big.
That's true.
Today's show is underwritten in part by
Topher Grace's Etiquette School. When you go for grace, call Topher Grace.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui. Today's episode is underwritten in part by Ryan Reynolds Raps. Available at your local pizza place, a former partner of Scarlett Johansson Stationery.
And also by Richard Gears Gears. Do you have a primal fear of gears that don't work?
You know it.
They're suitable for an officer and a gentleman. Made in Chicago.
Funny for spoiler alert comes in part by our good friends down at Jim Croce's Spice Rack. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
When you need to put thyme in a bottle,
check
in our good friends down at Jim Croce's Spice Rack. Are you looking for the finest spice rack around?
Always.
Well, I've got a name.
That's true. He does. All right. So for spoiler alert, Dan, have you been watching anything lately?
What
are you watching?
Oh, man. What did I?
Other than
got distracted by so many things. I watch a lot of YouTube videos and just jump around. But I just...
What channels do you like to watch?
I like Y-Files, actually.
What is that?
Y-Files? Oh, my God.
Is that the one with the fish?
Yeah, it's with the Hecklefish.
Hecklefish.
It's perfect.
Do you know about Hecklefish?
Oh, my God. It's a very, very good show, going through conspiracies and then breaking them down.
Like it's good.
Yeah. Oh, you're not a super fan?
I'm not a super fan of the Y-Files, but Hecklefish can be a little irritating at first, but you come to love him.
Yeah, he's a lovable. He's like an East Coastie.
You bring up a lot of conspiracies in your comedy bit.
Yeah, because there's a lot of shit happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff happening.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. Whatever.
Do you have any conspiracies that you want to contribute to?
Oh, the one while you were talking about the moon, being the hollow moon.
Well, when they landed,
that's a classic.
Yeah, that is a classic.
Haven't you ever seen the movie Moonfall?
Mm-hmm. Moonfall, no.
With Sam from Game of Thrones?
Yes. No.
It's classic.
It's about the moon being a spaceship.
We are 88.5. We're Maui's at work conspiracy station.
I've been watching a YouTube channel. It's called Beard Meets Food. And it's about this guy. He's like a British YouTuber, professional eater.
Okay.
He's got a giant beard, and he just goes around and does food challenges. He's my hero.
All right.
He doesn't have a very traditional English accent, though. I would really wish. I want to see like an actor nail that in a movie.
Okay. He needs a voice coach.
He has a British accent, but it almost sounds like it's bordering on, like it's leaning towards Scottish. It's not Scottish, but it's leaning that way.
Scottish is hard.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's almost like he had Scottish parents, but grew up in.
I was asked to be a translator for some Scottish band when I was living in Switzerland. A friend had a party, and they had two Scottish guys come over and play in a band, and they were talking. They're like, "What are they saying?" They're asking me to translate. I was like, "I have no clue."
I mean. And it is in English. It's just not.
It just wasn't technically English.
Yeah, yeah.
It was.
You can always tell. You can always tell Scottish from Irish because Irish is more lilty, whereas Scottish is a lot more throaty.
Yeah, more guttural.
Like Irish is a lot more like this.
It's more lovely.
Scottish is a lot more like
deep.
This.
You gotta get Scottish. Down deep.
Yeah, you guys are both nailing.
You gotta really get the haggis in it.
Yeah,
that's my haggis.
All right, so for stuff that's not on YouTube, if you haven't seen Baby Reindeer yet, highly recommend.
I want to see hundreds of beavers.
Hundreds of beavers?
Yes, I'm excited to see that.
Okay. What's that?
Well, I got the website I can show you.
Different. It's different.
It's called different. Twitter.
There's a silent film that just came out about Bigfoot.
Oh.
Have you guys seen about that? It's with a guy from the Facebook. You know.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah. Well, you know, the guy that played Mark Zuckerberg. He's a Bigfoot. It's a silent
Scott
movie.
Eisenberg? Jesse Eisenberg?
Oh, I heard that was just horrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Has anyone seen it?
No. Yeah, it's a silent movie filled with...
I
think it's mostly fart jokes.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
We would have our resident cryptozoologist on the show to talk about it, but he's banned from the studio.
Oh. No Mothman?
I've crapped everything, man. I crapped the lizard one time.
But if you haven't seen Baby Reindeer, highly recommend. Even if you're not a struggling stand-up comedian, it's great. It involves... stalking. It also involves sexual abuse and coming to grips with that. It's just a really overall like moving drama, and I think it's going to be getting some Emmy nominations this year.
Wow.
Also, if you're a sports fan, Welcome to Wrexham season 3 is out, currently airing week to week on Hulu. They're about a third of the way done. So if you're a soccer fan, definitely check that out. Are you familiar with that show?
I am familiar. Yeah, yeah, I started watching the first season.
Okay,
yeah,
it's so good.
I love the boys.
I don't know how, like, if you know what happens to the team in real life.
I do not.
But
what?
I do not.
All I can say is definitely make sure you watch season 2 and season 3.
Okay.
Also, we finally finished the show The Americans.
Oh, it's so good.
And it did live
great
up to...
Great soundtrack, by the way.
Great soundtrack, all, like, 80s bangers, mm-hmm. and...
Eminence front. It's a put out.
It's an Eminence front.
That just never felt like a Who song.
That's such a good song.
It's such a great song.
Also, that song is in there. It's they come to build a wall between us, which I always thought the lyrics were breadcrumbs. And I only found out like 2 weeks ago that their lyrics are not breadcrumbs.
What?
Yeah. So there you go. So watch The Americans.
No, the thing is, I kiss this guy.
I've heard really great things about how it ends, and I gotta say, it lived up to the hype. It ended really great. I was a big fan of the show, so if you're looking for a great serial drama to watch that ends really well, The Americans will not let you down.
A lot of 80s nostalgia.
Is it about Russian spies?
Living in America and having like a family, and like the kids don't know, but then like the daughter finds out, and they're living next door
to silence her.
They're living next door to an FBI agent, which raises the stakes. It's a really great show. The trailer for season 2 of Andor came out recently. So if you're a Star Wars fan,
I never saw season 1.
Andor, of all the Star Wars TV shows, Andor is the best one. It's it's the Rogue One of Star Wars TV shows. So if you liked Rogue One, watch Andor.
As we do.
You're gonna love it.
I just wanted to get rid of Disney Plus, so I lost all that.
Dune 2 is on HBO now, so if you haven't gotten a chance to see Dune 2,
Electric Boogaloo,
you can watch it on HBO. I watched The Three Body Problem, even though I'm not a fan of the guys who are the Game of Thrones showrunners. I'm still mad at them.
It has a Game of Thrones Silicon Valley vibe to me.
But I did read the first book in the series of Three Body Problem, so I was interested to see how the show would compare to the book.
See how they ruined
it. And I wanted to see how they ruined it, and I gotta say the first season was pretty decent.
Vincent
I'm looking
Cody
forward to
reads because of spite.
No, I read out of spite as well.
I spite read it because I didn't want to watch the show. But
did
then
you
I'll...
really read it?
Yeah,
I tried listening to it for 20-25 minutes, and I couldn't do it.
No, it was pretty good.
Words are not for everyone.
It's Chuck. It's for me. There's, I mean, like, I don't want to sound racist, but there's literally characters named like Ding and Dong and Ching and stuff like that, and So it's parsing the Chinese names is a little bit on the difficult side to follow along with, but you get through it. It's not bad. And then speaking of how I hate D&D, I also out of spite for a long time did not watch House of Dragon season 1, but eventually I broke down and watched House of Dragon season 1. It was pretty good. Season 2 is coming out on the 15th. So yeah, only 10 days away.
Chee-hoo.
And I watched the movie Civil War.
Was it good? Jesse Plemons is in it, yeah?
Jesse Plemons is in it.
Friend of the show.
Very good. And your cousin, Jesse Plemons, and your
second cousin, twice removed.
Your cousin, Kirsten Dunst, also
I'm
in it.
Semi-related to them.
Nice.
Thought it was going to be more focused on the events surrounding the Civil War, but that part of it is vague. It's not as much as like what would cause a second Civil War in America, and more like what it would be like to be a photojournalist during an American Civil War. Kirsten Dunst is a photojournalist.
Wait, she's in it?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
She's like the main character.
Yeah, I had no idea she was in it.
And then Nick Offerman Parks and Rec, he plays the president that took over America and like...
That's the America I want.
He's like a fascist president that tried to have like a third term, and then
Ron Swanson continue.
Yeah,
as a president.
If it was Ron Swanson, I would let him continue.
Did you see Devs? You watched Devs?
I
right?
did watch Devs.
Love
Devs was
Devs.
Good.
You got to watch Devs.
I am way behind the curve already.
What is that on Hulu?
Yeah.
What was Devs on?
Also, I hate Apple. It's so I can't sign into it all month.
I know. But if you have Apple TV and you are able to sign into it, Masters of the Air is pretty good if you're into like World War II Flyboy stuff.
I want to watch Shrinking because it was Harrison Ford.
Let's just go to the pool tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll see. You'll see plenty of Shrinking.
It's cold.
Oh, Jinx, we gotta do the show.
Jinx Part 2.
Yeah.
Also really good. So it's a follow-up to the 2015 Jinx, and it's about the fallout from
That's
Robert
where the
Durst.
Guy goes to the bathroom and like sweats and says, oh my God, they're totally going to catch me. I'm totally a fraud. I absolutely murdered somebody.
And if you have Paramount Plus or Pirate Bay, check out South Park End of Obesity. Nobody has Paramount Plus.
I didn't see it yet.
Nobody has Paramount Plus, but go pirate it. You'll be happy that you did.
Allergies are killing me.
And now it's time for the best part of the show.
I'm dying.
Part that we wait all day for. It's Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo, and then that's when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the room. Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is brought to us by Jim Carrey Cemetery. Somebody plot me.
Funny for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes in part by Megan Fox's Fox Skin Gloves. Hey, Vince.
Yeah?
Got weird toe hands?
Nope.
Cover them up with Megan Fox's Fox Skin Gloves.
And Johnny Depp's glasses. The best perception is Depp perception.
Ooh.
Isn't she with Machine Gun Kelly or something like that?
Oh, God.
Who's she?
Yeah.
She's like married to Machine Gun?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. They're banging in the bathroom.
Okay. right. How does she operate the machine gun with those weird hands?
Does she have a vial of blood around her neck?
That's Angelina Jolie.
Close enough.
But good reference, though.
Sweet reference, bro.
Yeah, sweet reference. That something that nobody except me is going to get.
All right.
It's like from 20 years ago.
That's where I am.
Dan in Mobile, Alabama sent this one, and Dan wants to know, Lizzie Borden is known for what?
Killing her mother trucking parents with a mother trucking axe, baby.
How many
whacks?
40
whacks, baby.
Yeah, Lizzie Borden.
40 whacks, the Chuck
axe.
Thompson story.
36.
I'm just janking your chain.
Our second question comes from Maxine in Las Vegas, Nevada. Maxine wants to know, Tiananmen Square is located where?
China.
That's correct.
Which
and
province?
Nothing bad ever happened.
Tiananmen
there.
Breakfast squares.
According
get tanked.
According to our Chinese affiliates, beef and broccoli
doesn't exist.
Nothing happened in
Tiananmen
Square.
Nothing happened in Tiananmen Square.
Nothing happened,
and nothing ever will.
Yeah, there's a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
It was a happy day,
it, right?
It was certainly more than a three-body problem. All right, and our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Mike and Holly E. Miley wants to know, what team does Aaron Rodgers play for? No help, Dan.
Aaron Rodgers plays for the Jets.
That is absolutely correct.
Wow.
Very good.
Woo-wee.
Unbelievably, you got 3 out of 3, wow. And that also means that that's the end of 100%. Our show.
But not the end of Biscuits and Gravy, and not the end of Comedy on Island. Support your local dive bar. Support your local comedians. Dan, you're tearing it up this week in so many places. Thank you so much for being a part.
Thank you for having me.
Are you in the comedy competition tomorrow?
I'm still going to try and sign up. I've been hemming and hawing, and I might as well jump in.
I'm sure they'll take your money.
I'm sure they will. Hey, 20 bucks is 20 bucks.
Yeah, hey, yeah, that's right.
All righty, Vincent, I'll see you next week. Same gravy place, same biscuit time. And from me to you, aloha! Boop, 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 boop.